A raucous crowd has gathered by the Yamuna River in southeast Delhi as children and grown men dance themselves into a frenzy. To mark the end of the Durga Puja festival in honour of the goddess Durga, hundreds of idols are being unloaded from trucks and dumped into the muddy water to see off the goddess as she returns to her heavenly abode. A few weeks ago for Ganesh Chaturthi, idols of Lord Ganesh were also immersed in rivers across India to the sound of drums and wild celebration. But in modern times, these ancient festivals may be posing a threat to the environment.
They immerse all the idols into the river, which is a major source of pollution in the sense that all these idols are built with substances like plaster of Paris, where they are colored and coated with chemicals, with paints, with so many varnishes, which have so many different kind of toxins.
This is Akash Vashishta from the Society for the Preservation of the Environment and Biodiversity in Ghaziabad, just outside Delhi.
In fact, there have been many instances where the aquatic life has been adversely affected. The fishes have died. All the turtles have died just because of this practice. So I think beliefs and rituals have acted as imbalances. They have created imbalances to the whole ecological world.
In 2010, the Delhi Pollution Control Committee issued a series of guidelines to protect the Yamuna River. They call for the authorities to regulate immersions in the river, to clear up as soon as they're over, and to promote environmentally friendly ceremonies. But these guidelines are difficult to implement because celebrations are organised locally by hundreds of small committees. A handful of them have decided to dig ponds for the immersion of idols, but for many others, old habits die hard, as Supratim Ghosh, joint secretary of a local committee in South Delhi, explains.
Ideally, to be honest, we've been trying to move away from this whole act. Mythologically or also by religious belief, it's not that it has to be done onto a river itself. This year we tried our best that we could get a piece of land where we can get a pond made. So we're looking for our councillors or politicians who can help us out. There are certain groups who want to do it, but there are certain who not. They want to stick to the tradition because their thought is we don't want to put it into a random area where we don't know how it's going to be done.
At his office in Delhi, one environment lawyer who recently filed a petition with the Green Tribunal, the country's national environment body, tells me religious celebrations in modern India have become unmanageable.
Historically and mythologically, these celebrations were never so grandiose in terms of show. It was more internal to people. It was more from within, and there were symbolic things to be done. Nobody said that have loud blaring music or burn, lakhs and lakhs of rupees of crackers or make it so big. So these are all new manifestations of urban life, I guess. So it gets a bit out of hand, and it was never the intent, but that's how it's become, unfortunately.
Sanjay Upadhyay's petition asked the local Delhi government to act on the anti-pollution guidelines. They've been told to show what they've done about this. But Sanjay is optimistic.
And I'm not blaming that the municipal corporations or they have some bad intent here. But it looks like with the pressure of the court and they pulling up their socks, they will be able to manage like we always manage in this big and huge country.
India is now preparing for its biggest Hindu celebration, Diwali. In recent years, the huge quantities of fireworks set off during Diwali have created a thick smog over New Delhi. This year, the Supreme Court has banned the sale of fireworks in and around the city. But it's uncertain whether this will be successfully enforced. Even if it is, eco-conscious citizens are bracing themselves for another festival of pollution. Jack Faraday for RFI, New Delhi.